It's about to get hoppy all up in your glass. Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
This is the Perfect Pour, episode 38, Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I am Nick.
I am Matt.
We're here to hang out with you, the listener, and just talk about, geek out about craft beer for an hour or so. So get ready. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Is everyone drinking?
I am drinking.
That can be drinking.
Yes.
And we started the podcast before pre-recording with a Rubicon Monkey Knife Fight IPA.
No.
No, it isn't.
Pale ale.
Oh, it was a pale?
Yeah.
What?
That is the pale of ales.
It is the pale of ales.
I always thought in my head that it was the IPA.
It has those qualities.
Well, pale.
But it is very pale.
You had two out of the three words, and it's a pale.
It's just a blank PA.
Blank PA.
Blank.
Pay PA. No attention to me as I take noisy keys.
Or an APA. Although no one uses the APA.
Is that really?
I don't.
Pale ales are all American.
Probably. No.
Probably.
Probably.
As far as we can tell. The
Europeans have the pale ales. We have the American.
American. We have American pale.
So what's a European pale ale?
A Bass?
A pale ale.
It's just they call Bass. It
Bass. There's
ale.
Only Bass, and that's
only
it.
Bass.
Probably Bass. I don't know. I know they made pale ales, and when they shipped them to India, that's why they were Indian pale ales.
Mm-hmm.
Or India. Sorry.
Yes, that's the old
not
story.
Indian, not Indianapolis, but
no,
India.
Shipped to India.
Yeah.
For the war.
There's all kinds of controversy about the IPA. Technically, it actually wasn't called IPA because it was just hopped that way and wasn't because it needed to store and go to India. It was just that's the way it was hopped and blah, blah, blah.
There's wow, who's that guy? We need to not have him on our podcast.
Yeah.
I think back in the day, beer styles used to be very basic and it was very, you were this, this, or this. And since then, everything's just all been washed out. Stouts are porters, porters are stouts. No. Pales are more hoppy than IPAs, and there's black beers that should never have existed, and all kinds of crazy stuff.
kinds of shit, man.
People freak out at sessionable or non-alcoholic. I mean, there's all kinds of controversy.
Wow. Non-alcoholic? Why? Who's talking about non-alcoholic?
The perfect non-pour.
There's a niching down again from a craft beer podcast to non-alcoholic craft beer podcast.
The only NA podcast.
Yeah, there can't be any other ones in that there market.
Dead in 60s looking for a niche.
There you go. Non-alcoholic beer podcast.
So are we going to go Anchor or are you going to go Dust Bowl?
All right. He is talking about beers here to switch
next
to.
Next up on
next
the docket.
Next up, beers.
We're going to have an IPA off.
Well, do you guys like that Monkey Knife Fight?
I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which apparently I've had before, according to my Untappd.
According to Untappd, it says you've had it before.
You've had this before.
I know. I had it as a 3 on Untappd, and I was like, no, it deserves a 3.5.
Oh,
ooh. This time now. It got bumped up.
All right.
Bumping on up.
Not that I checked, but did you check when you first drank it?
I didn't.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah,
but apparently it must have been long enough ago for me to forget.
Yep. But I usually have that at a
yard
house when I don't have, when there isn't something different to try, I'll usually hit that up. And a Uinta Hop Notch.
Which is now?
Hop Nosh.
Hop Nosh, right?
Because their name was too similar to Hop Notch Brewing.
Damn them.
Damn them.
So I think we have to get that Anchor IPA in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anchor IPA.
Of course, now Matt's Instagramming.
Now he's Instagramming.
Hey, I'm live social media-ing.
Okay. As long as it's for us, you can do it.
Actually, it wasn't for us. It was for Peeves.
Oh, God.
That place.
So I'm curious what you guys will think about this one. I've actually had it.
I'm curious to what I'll think about it as well.
Yes.
You had it.
Uh-huh.
You son of a bitch.
You.
Is that why you only brought us one? Because you had the five pack?
No, I found a broken open case, so I bought two singles. I was like, I'll try one.
This was at Whole Foods you got this at?
At the Whole Foods.
See, I had not seen it in Fresno yet. So the Anchor Brewing's, their first, I guess this is their first attempt at an IPA.
I think so.
Because they were pretty much, I mean, Anchor out of San Francisco is, you know, a legendary craft brew from, you know, one of the original craft breweries of all time, really. And they've been around as long as anybody has. And they kind of always shied away from IPAs because that's just not their thing. But they finally decided to go and try an IPA. This was only a few months ago this was released, I believe, right?
Yeah, fairly recently. They always stuck with their Liberty Ale, which I guess they thought was the West Coast style.
Right.
And now I guess there's been a changing of the guard.
Yeah. Way and back in the day, it was the West Coast style. But.
It's because they're owned by Bacardi.
Yeah.
So, are they?
So that's why we're seeing all these different flavors coming.
I did not know
coming
that.
Around. They're the new blood and the breweries got.
It smells like sweet or.
Really sweet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go.
Like a candied something.
1849 India Pale, prepared by British brewers for export to India by adding dry hops to the barrels of hoppy ale. So the history lesson we needed was on this beer the whole time.
The whole time.
We didn't need it.
Right there.
We knew. We knew already.
In your face.
Because
Horn to San Francisco. Thirsty 49ers savored imported IPAs. But it wasn't until 1975 that Anchor organized a craft brewery, pioneered, blah, blah, blah.
Like a caramel molasses?
Yeah, I got some caramel. Made with two row, which is good.
Bitter.
Fresh whole cone hops, so that's why it's a little oily. Bright amber color, distinctive complex aroma.
Yes, please speak lowly for nobody to hear you. This is the let's all go to the lobby.
Fired up.
Thank you for tuning in.
All right, what do you think? What do you think?
For it.
This isn't a review show, but still.
No, this is
for it.
For it. I like it.
It's different.
It's a lot different, which I think is what's you know.
I guess that's what's interesting about it.
Yeah.
It's not a regular West Coast IPA.
It is hot not. Bomb. It is not plain.
It's not, yeah. I'm not getting hops a lot. Not that I know what the hell I'm talking about, but
the aftertaste only makes me feel like
who has a hops a lot out there? Does anyone have hops a lot?
Hops a lot.
I just claimed it. Trademark hops a lot. Can't name your beer hops a lot. I just said it on the
dibs.
The
shotgun.
Or a claim.
Claim.
That's
who does claim?
That's the Walking Dead fans will get that.
Oh, damn it. Now they'll know I'm not a fan.
Yep.
The aftertaste almost feels like a Belgian or an Abbey. Just at after it's gone and you just have some residue in your mouth. That's kind of like a little like
oh, there's a new one. We're smacking for our listeners.
Yeah, they love it.
They didn't like slurping.
Just wait till you get the here's voicemail. It's all about love the smacking.
Oh, God. So you listened to it?
What? I did listen to the voicemails. I previewed the voicemails.
You cleared them for air?
All right. As we enjoy our Anchor IPA, let's get to some voicemails.
That means
get some more voicemails.
Plural?
Yeah, the inbox is blowing up now. Well, first we got a text.
This isn't
you can
just
actually
you
text
calling.
The voicemail line, 559-492-0542.
Now, how do we know this is just you calling in?
I don't know.
Bored one
who
night.
Who knows? No, and this is a very simple text. Drink twice as much on the show.
Hey,
that was the text.
Challenge accepted.
Twice as much. All right, we'll try.
Wow,
try twice. We as don't much. Try here. We do.
Only there was we no only try. Do. Like only do.
like actually record the entire time we're drinking or physically have two drinks in hand?
During,
because it can go either way.
Matt requires clarification on this matter.
Clarify. Do a clarifying text next time.
Sometimes there's pre or post drinking.
So here is Double the down. First voicemail.
Hey, fellas. Hey, it's the truck driver listener who sent the last voicemail. I'm just calling back. Wanted to thank you guys for playing that. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I'm back in California now. I just got done listening to the recent podcast. I'm super stoked on that new Rush Hour Stout. That sounds pretty good. From Tioga. So I'm going to be checking that out when I get back home. I'll be getting back about Friday the 28th. So probably when this is played. So you guys have any, you guys weren't too clear on whether it was going to be bottled and distributed or if it was just going to be there at the brewery. So, any insight on that would be helpful, or maybe possibly any locations that you know if you get into in Visalia, that'd be awesome.
Do you know that? Well, obviously we know it's bottled. Yes. Get it bottled there. He's probably already figured that out. That I don't. Do you know of Visalia, or do we have to talk to Skip?
Well,
about
I know
Visalia spots where he could get
hold
it.
Hold on, hold on. Let me. I can do this as we talk.
What do you want to bet? Pita Kebab will get a keg. No?
No, he won't have a keg? What?
Yeah, he will. No, he will, but...
Yeah. You can't go like bottles like Pita Kebab.
No.
But you can get
don't tell me no. Don't tell the captain no.
Don't you tell the captain no. Well, the captain just hangs out at Pita Kebabs, right? Right, Captain's maybe, like pissed off.
Maybe he's the secret owner and we just don't
know. He's a silent owner.
Silent owner.
Well, he's the captain. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
He's the vocal owner.
Well, I know Eureka down, I think, down south was getting it.
The Bakersfield Eureka?
Yeah, they're going to do a steal the glass.
Yeah, so they do a steal the glass as well. I don't know if it was tonight or tomorrow.
Because
they all do it different nights.
Yeah. Yeah, theirs is Wednesday and I think Slow is Thursday.
Okay, so
watch
then
me mix those two up.
So he would have had to go to Eureka today for it, which is, I mean,
too late.
2 days ago, because this
it's
is live.
There. We'll keep working on it. Let's get
but
back to what
if he was in Fresno on Friday the 28th, it would be at Papalo's.
Papalo's
Pizza.
I usually do a lot of my beer shopping there, and at the Frank's Liquor. In the downtown Visalia area, the new Valero that's off of Reagan and Mooney. It's actually quite surprising that they have an awesome selection of beer there. It's a regular Valero gas station, but they got a great little beer cave in the back that's got a ton of Tioga, Dust Bowl, and Barrel House, and all kinds of good stuff. So just wondering if you guys know if getting down to Visalia or not. So check that out. So I'm a huge stout drinker, and so is my brother. So we'll be looking forward to that. Hey, I just wanted to see if you guys were going to be able to, I'm sure you guys are going to talk about it, the tap house opening for House of Pendragon and a little deal that's going on at Tioga here coming up. I was just sure you guys are going to be attending that. But are you guys going to be doing any kind of coverage or any kind of interviews? Because I'll most likely be back out on the road. I don't know if I'll be able to make it for those, but those sound real interesting. Those sounds like they should be a lot of fun. So would love to hear about them. If I can't be able to make it, would love if you guys can, I don't know, send Nick or Mikey or somebody over there get a little coverage. Anyway, yeah, just checking in. Thanks for playing my voicemail. Keep good work. Loving the podcast. I forgot to mention, I realized last on my voicemail, I forgot to mention my name. My name's Christian.
Christian, and, the Visalia truck
driver. I'm under Christian P. or Scumbag Truck Driver on Untappd. I actually follow Nick.
Let's see, the voicemail is only 5 minutes. It gives you only 5 minutes, so it cut him off, but he came back here. So,
hey, what the hell, man? Your voicemail kicked me off. I think I went too long on it. It said, oh, goodbye, and just hung up on me. I just wanted to throw my Untappd name, a scumbag truck driver under Untappd, Christian P. Following Nick and the crazy Patlet.
The crazy bad.
I just sent you a friend request, Mikey, so accept that shit.
Do it.
I accept all.
Yeah. Do it now. Oh, and I started listening to Dorktown.
Oh, boy.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I was getting myself into. It keeps me entertained, so good job on that, guys. And I'll talk to you guys later. All right. Keep good work. Cheers.
Thank you, Christian. Christian, the Visayed truck driver.
Cheers to Christian.
Visayed trucker. Scumbag trucker.
Now I'm looking for him. I got to find him so I can
choose. I'm at Dorktown on Untappd, if anyone wants to friend me.
Wow. And you're welcome for that new Dorktown listener.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, well,
well, I don't know about this.
Woo. Yeah, it's not safe for work.
It's a little rich.
It's very rich. You need a glass of milk when you listen to Dorktown. You need a glass of milk with you. It kind of evens things out. But that's not the only voicemail. We still got another one.
Another voicemail.
But there's break.
Hey, this is Jack from Bakersfield. Just want to give the Perfect Pour podcast a shout out for the mention the other day.
Wait, there's breaking news. Are you saying Bearded Brewer?
No. This could wait.
All right.
Rush Hour. Tasting you guys had on air. Just a couple of quick things I wanted to talk about. You guys were talking about Firestone and some of the new stuff they had going out. The Barrel Works stuff, Feral One and the other, I can't think of anything else you asked about, but that is actually, we're probably not going to see any of the Barrel Works stuff distributed. It's probably going to Opal. Was the dry hop saison, the other one you asked about, that one is actually a direct replacement for their porter that they discontinued. So there's going to be bottles of Barrel Works out this year, but they're probably all going to be brewery release only. There's nothing going to hit distribution. So anyways, keep up the good work. It's a great podcast. Shout outs to Tioga and everyone else in the Fresno craft beer scene, and see you guys later. Bye.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so cool. I missed it. Who was that again?
That was, let's see.
Hey, this is James H. from Bakersfield.
James H. Okay.
From Bakersfield.
Nice.
That was, I like that somebody, I like it when somebody that's better, you know, on top of things better than us is still listening, can still stomach it. Like, oh my God. Yeah, you're sitting on these guys. Yeah, what the hell are they talking about?
He's
don't know anything.
Big Game J on 21 on Instagram.
All right.
So cool. He's a recent follower. I've seen some of his stuff because he's posted about Tioga and he's posted at Eureka. And just like that, he was the one last time we tried Rush Hour on, I said something about him having a photo that same night.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
I always forget about how, you know, we always think of ourselves as being the big Central Coast people that we all, Fresno just invades the Central Coast, but the Bakersfield does just as much as we do.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I forget that how on top of Bakersfield is on the Central Coast as well. So it's just, any weekend you're on this in the Central Coast, you're surrounded by Bakersfieldians and Fresnans.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little bit of useless
knowledge. And Visalians.
You know, it's the same distance when the 41 and the 46 come together.
Uh-huh.
Same distance from Bakersfield.
And from Fresno.
Than it is from
Fresno.
That's
crazy. Yeah. It doesn't seem right.
So it just depends on which fork you take, but yeah. It's the same mileage to the coast. So yeah, they're always down there, I think.
We should have some sort of Perfect Pour meetup on the Central Coast some weekend.
I bet I know of a great place we can do that.
Libertine.
Finland Farms.
Oh, wait.
Libertine Pub.
Libertine Pub.
Orphan. Mm. Yes, them too.
I like some Libertine Pub.
Yeah.
Libertine Pub, brewing your own beer.
Some house wild ales at the Libertine.
Dirt Town, Uncomfortable Silence,
Uncomfortable Silence, number one.
All I was going to
say...
No,
wait, what was your breaking news, Bearded Brewer?
So Miss Lauren Sage...
Oh, yes.
Happens to be drinking a beer called Neapolitan.
Hey!
Which is...
Nowhere close to our last name.
Nowhere close, but is the most common Napoleon or Neapolitan are the two most confused names of our last name, which is Napolitano.
Yes.
Oh, you mean Lauren Sage from the Abbey Trappist Bud in Stockton?
Yeah.
That allegedly plays our podcast in the bar, but then we've challenged them to call the voicemail line.
I think she just tried to fluff her ego like a pillow, and that's
and,
about it.
And basically is a little Easter egg within the podcast to see if they actually do listen. And apparently they don't, because nobody calls them.
Nobody's called.
We're offered to buy people beers at the Libertine if they would call, but nobody's called. And how do you not call a voicemail line for a craft beer just to get a free beer?
Yeah.
So
I'll never understand that.
So there you go. Fail.
Failed. Clung.
Now, an update as we're trying to do, trying to drink double as our text got. Now we're drinking a Dust Bowl Hops of Wrath. This is definitely an IPA. I know that.
You know this for sure?
For sure. It says so in the bottle.
Faux shizzle.
We had Dust Bowl in here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That one guy. Isn't that one time?
That one guy.
Scott.
Wasn't that episode like 14 ago?
Sure.
It feels like it. But I always like a good Hops of Wrath. Mm. I was listening to another craft beer radio show slash podcast. It's from the East Coast. I forget what it's called.
Other ones exist.
Now it's the name is escaping me. I'll look it up as I'm talking. But
that's great. That's wonderful.
They had a girl on there, and she would just basically reference how, I mean, she was a craft beer person, and she kind of referenced how sometimes the bartenders, and this question is directed towards Matt, the bartenders will be like kind of talk down to her, and she, you know, she'll order a, you know, a specific kind of craft beer, and the bartenders will be like, "You sure you want this? You sure you want this? Like, come on, little lady, you sure you want this?" And she is kind of annoying to her. So I know nobody at Peeves would talk down to a girl ordering a craft beer as if they don't know what they're doing. Right.
Oh, there's hesitation. You're just supposed to answer yes.
You just say yes. Yes. I'm setting you up, damn it. And you're failing right now.
With each time that you walk up to the bar, you try your best to educate a person or give them what they desire. If they request a craft beer that they don't know is mainstream, you try to help them out or try to understand why they requested said beer.
Okay.
There could be people that say, I want an Angry Orchard. And I'm like, that's not something I have right now, but you could try this Green Goblin.
Okay, no, but that's great.
Yeah.
That's different from what I think she's referencing. They're like, well, she knows what she's doing. She orders a specific beer. And the bartender is like...
Not that she thinks the name's pretty.
Yeah, she just, I want a such and such.
Yeah.
And the bartender's like, do you really know what you're doing there? I don't think you really want that beer. Kind of vibe.
I can't say I've come across that.
See, okay, good.
Right.
There.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to make sure of. All right, see? Peeves Public House treats women craft beer aficionados just the same as men. That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm. That's all we're saying.
That's what I wanted to point out for some reason. It was... I'm
glad you did.
Beer Sessions Radio, recent episode of Beer Sessions.
Beer
Radio.
Sessions, huh?
Yeah. They're in New York. Somewhere in New York, I don't know. I recently checked in to a DDH. Tioga Sequoia.
Yay!
Double dry hop. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
And here's what, and on Untappd, those that are on Untappd know, like, it'll give you three suggestions that are similar to this beer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you like this beer, you might want to try this one. One of the suggestions
<Uh-oh>.
was a Rebel IPA.
Yes. Mission accomplished. Tioga has finally made it.
Tioga has made it.
They have been compared to Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Rebel IPA. According to Untappd, thinks that if you like a
they're done. DDH, they need to do nothing else.
General Sherman, then you're going to like a Sam Adams
you're gonna love Rebel this
IPA.
My question is, does that work the other way around?
I don't know.
You might have to have Rebel IPA.
You're going to have to check into a Rebel IPA. Do a faux check-in.
Let us know how that goes. burn one of your unique check-ins on the Rebel IPA.
I just thought maybe you'd be more offended than that. I wanted Matt to get on. No! Damn them!
He really doesn't pay attention to us.
No, he's busy.
He's busy.
That's all right. He's like,
talk amongst yourselves.
Don't bother me. Stop trying to engage me in this podcast.
Okay, so James did post about Rush Hour right now at Eureka. So it did happen this evening.
Wow.
So we broke the record.
Eureka Bakersfield?
Yes.
No. James from Bakersfield.
Yes. James from off of Stockdale Highway.
Stockdale. Is that where Milt's is at? We should go to Milt's sometime. I hear they have a great craft beer selection.
He said, so we broke the record again, !! Multiple times. Tioga Sequoia, Rush Hour, 5 to 6 minutes, 72 mugs, and gone.
Damn.
Whoa. That was at the Eureka Burger there?
Yes.
Wow.
Dang. Bakersfield. Look at you. What? How did it go at the Eureka Burger here for the Rush Hour? Because we did have that.
I'm assuming it went well. I was building a Volkswagen at the time, completely oblivious.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Ugh. I was hoping you guys would go there.
My Volkswagen. No,
producer
got in
Becky
the way.
Was texting me. He's like, she's saying you need to go home sick so we can go to the
nice. No, and you didn't?
No.
The brother was being selfish.
I haven't called in sick for 14 years.
The brother was being selfish and didn't. He figured out I didn't know about it, and he didn't mention it just so I'd be slaved away working on his Volkswagen the entire time.
Then right after you're done, you're like, oh, hey, man. You know about that the Rush Hour tab takeover over at Eureka Burger? It's over.
We're surprised we didn't see you there. And it was like, because nobody told me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, darn it. Whoops, did I forget to mention that?
Whoops.
Put it on your calendar. Where's my calendar? Under the toilet.
All right. Mm-hmm. No. Let's go on to Bangkok drinking. What have we been drinking of interest in the past week?
Nothing.
Yep.
I want to hear from Nick.
I think the only thing unique. Oh, man, I'm going to draw this out because I only had one unique beer and I'm very sad. I busted into a Great Impression Stock Ale from Dust Bowl.
I still have one of those in my fridge.
It was staring me down.
I've had it on draft, but I still have the bottle because I'm like, it's kind of scary. Oh,
you're gonna try and age it, and you just said, screw it.
Well, yeah, because I keep seeing it around town, so I was like, why am I saving this if it's still here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eh? Well, why? No. You should have been, why don't I just go get it and leave the one I have back in the fridge?
Oh, that's a good point.
It was already conditioned.
Yes, it was already cold. and
was it as good
and
as
paid for?
Was it good as we had it when we had it here on the podcast?
Yeah, I think fresh. I don't think I let it sit long enough to change drastically yet. Mm-hmm. I think it was still really good. Mm-hmm. Very enjoyable. Even a full bottle on my own was enjoyable. Like, I know we split that one last time when that was with Skip, I believe. But it was still, like, you could do a whole bomber of that, even though it's really high. It's 11%?
Yep.
Crack of the can.
That is high, so that's nothing. Always good for,
but
it's good for aging.
Did not high, kick right? my ass quite like the Parabola did.
Oh.
That's probably the wrong song.
Yes.
Is that probably? I don't know.
This familiar. Oh, yeah, so yeah, now, you did Stinkfist.
Going around the podcast table
round
here.
Round and round she goes.
Lower Da Boom. Barley wine from 21st Amendment, San Francisco Brewer, 21st Amendment. And it's in a energy drink can.
Yes.
Yes.
Why?
Lower the boom. Why did they do
Why
this?
Why did they do this?
It's cans. Very annoying.
They must have got a deal on these cans.
I guess.
Cans come in all sizes, but it is in a dull brass colored can that is of 8 ounces.
It just looks like something from like Malaysia or something. The can. It's just not appealing.
This isn't a Four Locos, no. Come
on. It's an energy drink size can. The labeling is really unappealing.
Yeah, this would probably get passed over.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't even. Yeah, that's the thing. It wouldn't register.
Which means this might end up in like Big Lots sometime. Or
yeah, Dollar that's Tree. What it looks like. It's looks like it's from a freak a liquor store on the bad side of town.
So this, or the other, could go the complete opposite way. This could get left in the window. You know. On a hot summer day.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Not knowing what it is.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee some liquor store owner or something has no idea and just has it just sitting out on a shelf getting dusty somewhere.
Yeah. Big gold case of cans that are in the way.
I'm not a barley wine fan, but...
No? At all?
I think you guys are...
I like the barley
wine. This one's a little bit mild compared to some barley wines, which are like kick you in the teeth, but... It hides every single point of that 11%.
Oh, yeah. That is sneaky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is just like an old ale.
I'm not getting heavy alcohol from the...
Plums and...
from the aroma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Prunes. That's what I was thinking. Ooh. Prunes. Like a Dr. Pepper kind of...
Whoa. Whoa. The alcohol is there.
Smooth.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That is weird. That really the aroma... There's not the alcohol isn't there for me, but I taste it and it is there. It just really? Gave me that little alcohol little buzz
like
twinge.
A shot of plastic bottle of whiskey.
Or that what? Little like gring. You know that thing that shoots through your body sometimes.
Yeah, if you hold it on the tongue, it does kind of have a kind of has a bite to it, like a liqueur.
A bite.
Yeah. Oof, man.
Peppermint schnapps.
Not a fan of that style, I think. Too much alcohol.
Well, good. This can's perfect for you because there's only 8 ounces you'd
it's
have to get through.
It's not a huge waste.
You could slam it like a Red Bull.
Slam it and just be like, whoa.
Done. Ale packed with citrusy hops.
And done.
Man.
So.
You guys are liking this better than me, I'm
sure. It's interesting as far as packaging style. So, I mean, I don't know why you would give out. I mean, I guess if you went to a bar, chances are they'd give you an 8 to 10 ounce pour of this beer.
So I guess, yeah, it's easier for the bar to do it that way.
Draft by can, and maybe that's their corner.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Maybe not draft by can, but portion, proper portion by can.
Draft portion by can.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, because that way you... Yeah, you're not blitzing through a 22 of, like, you know, something that's way above what you should be drinking by yourself.
It's not a 32 Ollie size.
No Edward 40 hands with this can, please. 11.5. 92 IBUs. Really? Man, see, barley wines just fare differently with the IBUs and IPAs.
That doesn't I don't get that. But their IBUs are way up there.
Way up there.
But I don't get the bitter. I don't understand.
It lingers longer, I think, than IPAs do. I'm getting a lot of bitter lingering.
That's true.
Here's a secret.
But
there's no proven method on how to measure IBUs.
Ooh.
Or standard. Proven, standard, initial, whatever you want to call it.
Interesting.
They're supposedly the only proven theory is you can't taste over 100, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that, where, like, once you get to 100, it's like...
Call it good.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, so... That was Nick's been caught drinking. Matt, what have you been drinking?
Switch back to Untapped here. Noteworthy. So, Bear Republic...
Yeah.
You guys may have heard this.
NorCal's Bear Republic. Yes. North.
Home of Racer 5.
So a newer 22.
Up there near the 101, all those breweries around there, North Marin County and Sonoma County. Hmm.
So a newer one that's come around is the Big Bear Black Stout. Phenomenal beer.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Phenomenal beer. I enjoyed that very much, as well as my sampling partner of the evening.
Sampling partner, huh? Hey, now. Wow, no. Hey. That's what the kids are calling it these days. My sampling partner.
So I believe
Mom and Dad, I'd like you to meet my sampling partner.
So it was Big Bear Black Stout and then Victory of Sea that night, which Victory of Sea I've had many times, but that is just a beautiful beer that's found almost anywhere now in town.
Victory at Sea.
It's the coffee vanilla.
In Ballast Point. I haven't had that one yet. I want to try that.
What? That'll be here soon.
Nice. All yes. Right. I won't have to pay for it. Yes. Somebody else will bring it to me.
I've had the Stone go to for a second time on draft. First time on draft.
Ooh, the new 420
14. No. Stone go to, which was their session IPA.
Oh, go to. I'm sorry. What? I got confused with the Enjoy By.
So
what are you thinking?
So I had bottle twice. Phenomenal. I had draft first time. Terrible. Had what? Draft the second time, just like it was in bottle.
Where was it? Oh, you don't want to mention where the terrible draft was?
I'm not mentioning names.
All right.
But, so I've had it four times. Three of the four were exceptional.
Yes.
Then I did have the 420.
All right. That's why it confused me, because I saw that in your nub tap.
Yeah. So now you're checking up on me.
Well, a little bit.
So then why am I saying what I have to drink? Why don't you just say it?
I don't care. There's a listener here listening to this.
Okay.
This show isn't about me, for me, necessarily, although I do like listening to it.
This last one is where where I get a little confused, because Ballast Point has made it up to us in cans recently. 12-ounce cans, yes.
Really?
Yes. So I had Ballast Point's Pale Ale. I looked for it on Untappd, and I was having trouble finding it, because if you looked at the can, it said Ballast Point, the original Pale Ale.
Mm-hmm.
I think it meant for them, not as original in the country. But it was a
the first Pale Ale ever.
Even before Europe.
But it said Kolsch Pale Ale.
F you, Europe.
And if I searched Untappd, a Kolsch Pale Ale made by Ballast was their Yellowtail, but the can had no signs of it saying Yellowtail on it. So I'm a little confused if I did or did not have said Yellowtail beer. But
yeah.
I did have a pale ale.
What's going on, Ballast Point?
In can.
What are you
trying
to pull? Something's fishy. fishy, Ballast Point? Anyone?
It was pretty phenomenal. I would not mind finding a 4 or 6 pack, whatever they come in, of those cans. All right. Taking them home.
Their original pale?
That's what it said.
All right. Is it as good as the Sculpin? I know it's a different style, but
I do like it just the same.
Oh, interesting. I'm interested. I want to have it.
The one I don't like.
The
one I don't like of theirs is Big Eye, but Sculpin.
Yeah.
And not this a fan pale of Big Eye. Are solid.
Nice. I want to have the Sculpin Habanero. Is it the chili pepper one?
Oh, yeah.
I want to try that one.
That does sound good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, dude. Ballast Point.
Anyone in Fresno.
Ballast Point. Ballast Point. Ballast Point.
That's how we get them down
here. get them to send us some beer.
Yeah. Here.
Come on, boys.
Sorry. I got out of
here. Right, what else you got, Matt?
Let's see. Okay, last two. So we had Anderson Valley.
No.
It wasn't. It was a Hornin.
Hornin?
It wasn't
fall Hornin.
It wasn't fall, but it was spring. Spring Hornin.
Spring Hornin.
When the flowers bloom.
I don't even know what the fall Hornin is.
I don't know.
We had the fall Hornin. That was part of our pumpkin beer off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like 6 months ago. No, I can't remember.
That was 16 podcasts ago. So I had the Spring Hornet.
There's the can right there.
Oh, yeah, there it is. The orange full horn with the bear with the antlers.
So Spring, antlers. Spring IPA it was.
All right.
They have their Hop-Otten and all their different IPAs. But and
Hop-Otten is great.
And then
true.
Last, and certainly not least, was the Lagunitas Pils, which is their Czech style Pilsner.
Oh, Czech. I haven't had that one.
Me check. So have you guys noticed the prices on Lagunitas lately?
I have
They're
not.
Dropping.
They're dropping quite nicely.
That's interesting.
Yes.
I saw a few posts. I think the Save Marts are dropping six packs to $6.99.
This is confirmed.
So this has been confirmed. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Have a nice $7 six, a solid six pack for $7.
Close to a buck a beer.
Buck a beer. Yeah. When you think about it, most people are like $7 for a six pack. Well, think about it. You go out to a place, two beers in, you're at $8.
There was a time when that was my buying requirement.
Plus tax and CRV.
Good beer. Plus tax and CRV. Good beer for $1 beer sold.
Oh, that's true.
That was my college.
That's pretty solid. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
But how was the, I think I missed it, how was the enjoy by?
It was good.
All right. And that's your review. That's your official review from The Perfect Pour.
I may or may not have one lingering around in my fridge. That may or may not show up here.
We'll see.
You only have till 4:20 now.
Yeah.
It's you gotta hurry up. It still fits in the category of I prefer their enjoy by IPAs over their any of their standard IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Even over Ruination?
I don't care much for Ruination. Mm-hmm.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Or game.
Ruination or enjoy by.
I like the Ruination.
Oh. Enjoy by.
Ah. Meh. Ah. Meh. I'll stay over here on my side of the table.
Well, I was caught drinking.
Oh, yeah. Mikey, what have you been caught drinking?
Thank you.
No, we're done. We're
If you listen to the last Dorktown, you'll lose IPA from Hebrew.
Yes.
Brad the Heeb started brewing beer. He's been brewing beer. We had his he brought a couple more of his pumpkin rounds in the fridge right now. So
what?
We had those early on a perfect pour, but he specifically made a beer for Dorktown. It's called the You Will Lose.
This thing that interesting Bells, idea it's a that
Bells
one.
Bells always throws out that one. You will lose. And yeah. He made an IPA for us. He got a prefabricated kit for, you know, an IPA ingredients kit, essentially. And he's just like, he's not a big IPA fan.
Okay.
So he's like, who likes IPAs?
Ah.
Dorktown likes IPAs. So he made us an IPA. And it was good.
Not those perfect poor guys.
But he added Armenian coffee to it because Bells is Armenian.
I want to know what that tastes like.
Yeah,
that sounds
pretty amazing. It's pretty good. I've never
heard of anything like that before.
Yeah, an IPA with Armenian coffee. So that was interesting. I don't know if he had any more of it. I can't remember if he told me if he had more. If he had more, maybe we can get some more.
No, hopefully he makes more.
Maybe. Maybe. We got to give him an IPA kit, though. well, it is a, well, speaking of Dorktown, Bells, he has a brother-in-law that lives in Portland and brought him a Omega Tex double IPA. It's, from Fort George Brewing.
Yeah.
You guys have heard of Fort George from Astoria, Oregon. It's called the Omega Tex double IPA. It's a 9.7.
Damn.
And it was pretty good. It was not a West Coast style. It was like, I can't even describe it. I don't know how to describe it. It was different. It was still good, but different.
Different.
There you go. There's your sophisticated description of it.
I don't even know a follow-up question for that.
But yeah, I'd never even heard of it before. I've heard of Fort George before, but I had not heard of the Omega Tech. So that was just cool to have something out of the blue I hadn't never heard of before. It's beginning to be barbecue season.
This is true.
And this is barbecue season is a perfect opportunity to try and convert people. They're trying to help you bring your ice chest full of, but you don't want to go throw like hardcore craft beer in it. You want to get that kind of accessible craft beer.
It's a tough challenge because you got to think, okay, who's going to be there?
Right.
You know, and some parties have range from hardcore to, you know,
you don't wanna,
whatever's cheap.
In case there is a craft beer geek there, you don't want to, you want to look like you know what you're doing, but then also you don't want to scare off any newbies that might.
Or you do might you?
Pull over to
do you want
to
scare
them
away
side.
From your ice chest? And
yeah, or, yeah, that's true. Like, get away. You don't want that.
They open the lid and go, oh, Lord,
that's,
no.
Oh, you don't want that. Yeah, that's really bitter. You should put that back. Yeah. Here, I'll take that.
It is tough to find that happy medium beer.
Yeah, so I went to a barbecue, Reggie559, new on the Untappd.
Yeah.
Friend Reggie. So I'm like, or Reggie's, you know, into craft beer. He's like on the edge.
Yeah.
Of converting over, and I'm trying to get him to just fully convert. But what was fun was he did have that Miller Fortune. This is one I was trying to think of the name a few episodes ago. Like, it's the black bottle.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just curious about that beer, but I'm never gonna spend money and buy it. But he had it there.
Nice.
And I'm like, all right, cool. I get to try it. So it's just this Miller Fortune beer. I don't even know what's. It was a Miller. Essentially, it was a Miller High Life with more alcohol.
That's
it.
Six percent,
6 or 7% alcohol.
So not much more either. It's
yeah,
just a little.
But
bit
it was more alcohol, yeah. And it's just a Miller Fortune, and that's what it was. It was a Miller High Life that was not masking alcohol less, masking alcohol less.
So you mean. Great flavor plus more alcohol.
Right. So I couldn't even finish it. So I just put that down. I was like, all right, Reggie.
Well, yeah, because now you just made it impossible to shotgun a Miller High Life, which is probably the only way you could drink it.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
By the way, speaking of beers, going around the table now.
Ah, from the makers of Old Engine Oil, the Harvestoon Ola Dub. This name haunts me in my sleep. Like, I wake up thinking, Ola Dub, what the hell? What the hell's an Ola Dub? Why? What is it?
What is this beer? And what is this beer we're
cheers
having?
Cheers to Bearded Brewer for bringing us a bottle.
Bearded Brewer, what did you bring us
here? I was merely the messenger of this.
Well, no, but because of you, it showed up here, I'm guessing.
Good old.
Unless you just ran into some stranger that says, I got a dollar in this bottle of beer. Take your pick.
Well, it was kind of something like that, so... I was working at the bar frantically, and I was pouring beers
bacon.
For people.
Bacon.
And good old M. Bosch.
M. Bosch.
M. Bosch. I don't like too many people with my own name, so I'm going to call him M. Bosch. So,
Matt.
Shh. But he showed up, and he's all, this is for you.
Wow.
He's all, this is the 18 year. I have a 30 year.
Wow.
But you get the 18 year, and I about cried behind the bar. A single tear went into my beard that day.
This is an 18-year beer?
No. What? The barrels that were used.
The barrels.
But, however, this beer is from 2011, so it is a 3-year aged, almost. So.
No, this is...
July 2011.
Okay, 2011, so 3 years old.
I've not heard of this...
Aged in 18-year-old whiskey barrels.
Brewer before...
Well, you've never seen the Old Engine Oil?
So the brothers, right, the Old Engine Oil is another beer that's more, I'd say, probably almost more.
I mean, commonly. I probably have, I just didn't know.
The only place I know of it is at BevMo, and I went and checked them out, and that's the only beer I saw from Harvestoon after, after the brother posted it in the text message teasing us about this beer.
Oh my gosh. I'm like,
I saw he texts us all this beer, and I assumed you weren't going to bring that for a podcast. What? I assume you're just showing it off.
Well, no. I did want to down this myself, but I was like, you know what? somebody donated a beer to me. I might as well share it with the brethren of my podcast.
It's interesting.
Beards that drink together grow together.
I love that barrel taste.
I definitely can.
I still smell bacon.
I taste the barrel. Yep, there's bacon.
There's bacon in there. Ooh, Slim Jim.
Snap it to a Slim Jim.
Where's Randy Macho Man Savage these days?
By the way, we are sponsored by Slim Jims, but if they did want to sponsor us, there's probably some good snacks about right now.
You're anchoring for a Slim Jim right now.
I was hoping somebody would mention food. I wanted to ask you guys, I know we don't have food here, but what would be your ideal?
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes.
I've been thinking about
pubs and food. We were eating too much during the recording, so I'm waiting till we're done after recording, then I'll pull out some food.
You'll bring out these nuts.
Oh, I don't know what that meant, but it sounded good.
Oh. What would be your guys' ideal pub food?
On a eating perspective or selling perspective?
No,
eating.
Yes, no selling.
We don't care about selling. This is the dream world here.
We want to know.
Care about your stupid bar.
Yes, you have your bank account's full, so you just have to go eat and drink somewhere for a day. What do you
I'm
do?
I don't know if this is necessarily a bar. Well, if I'm at the bar, this wouldn't be preferable, but if I'm at a table, it would be preferable. Mm. I'm a big chips and salsa guy.
Yeah?
I love chips and salsa. I'm a salsa connoisseur.
You definitely need a table for that. Yeah.
At the bar, I'm not going to go salsa. I might go chips, but not the salsa. For some reason, when I'm at a bar, the salsa just seems like it would be messy. But at a table, it would be acceptable.
Okay.
So if I'm at a table, chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
If I'm at the bar.
Straight up, no like fancy mango salsas.
No, I like a Bobby Salazar salsa, just straight up. I like pico de gallo as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not jarred salsa. Ugh.
No paste picante?
No paste picante.
No old El Paso?
No. But I like the fresh, refrigerated salsa.
Yeah, served chilled.
Yeah.
Good hearty chip that doesn't break off when you go to scoop.
That's my favorite. I like having that with my IPAs, too. Like a hot salsa with an IPA.
With an IPA, huh?
Works well together. But if I'm at the bar, probably pretzels. I'm fine, good with pretzels.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I don't know. Oh, the bearded brewer's texting in, so I'll jump in there.
If I had to choose, I'll put the phone down for this.
Oh, you will. Oh,
it would be
nice of you to join us.
One or two things. What I ideally would like, I could think about if I were to choose something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It would be a quesadilla.
Ooh.
It would be
melty cheese goodness.
It'd be a prosciutto and cheese quesadilla.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Prosciutto.
Hey, you said I had money. Somebody said I had money.
Somebody said, I got money. I'm putting prosciutto in it.
Yeah, I did.
So it wouldn't be chicken or I left steak it open. Or whatever. So quesadilla.
You order and you're like, ma'am, I want the prosciutto.
Prosciutto, pancetta, corto, whatever.
She's like, sir, do you realize how much that would cost? Money's no object. Bring me prosciutto.
And bring me a nice mozzarella while you're at it. Huh?
So some sort of cured pig with cheese in a tortilla. That's what I would like to.
Mm,
what I do find to be very nice with drinking is some spicy chicken nachos. Not messy, you need a bib.
Yeah.
But just like, I guess you could
I'll
call
take them, a pile of napkins and some handy wipes, please.
Kind of like a more dry style of, which artesian nachos tend to be more of a drier style. It's beans and the cheese is the gooey part that goes between everything.
Well, you don't want it to be $30 a plate, so yeah. So. The melty cheese doesn't get as far.
Nick, what would be yours?
I racked my brain, but I think I'm going to have to go with pizza.
Oh, well, all right. Yeah.
I think
a good pie goes a long way.
Yeah, I think we lack a good, slice and slicing a pint.
Well,
yeah, what's if my brother does not own a slice pizza place one day, I'll be shocked.
Yeah.
You got to get in on that.
That is my ultimate dream.
Yeah, what's weird is so many breweries that that serve food, like pizza is like
pizza the is up there, yeah.
go-to thing. And we don't have that really. I mean, we have beer places that have pizza.
Yes.
But it's not like known. Like usually you'll have a brewery that's just pizza and beer, and that's what they're known for. Their food is the pizza. Their featured food is pizza. And we don't have a beer place that features pizza.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of weird.
Exclusively, yeah. Okay. Well, and they do great jobs.
Because it's so common at most other places.
Yeah. It's just not quick, though. You know, don't get me wrong. I love fresh pizza.
Mm.
And, you know, they always make it fresh. But you got to wait for it. It takes, 15, 20 minutes? Yeah, it takes a little bit. If they're not busy. If they're busy, you're going to be there for 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, way you can just sneak in, get a pint, and get a slice, and be on your way. Burgers was my second choice. Do some sliders.
Ooh, yeah.
And I know there's a couple places in Fresno that do that too, but I think we're lacking a big hole in...
Big hole.
Well, we're...
There's a bunghole.
There's a bunghole that needs to be filled.
Yeah. We're lacking. No doubt about it.
Yep.
We keep getting better, but we're still behind, which is kind of the exciting part, as I always say, is we're only going to get more things.
More things.
It seems. All right. One I did want to mention though. I had something I hadn't had for a while. Joaquin Marietta chili pear.
Oh, awesome!
And you tell. I did bring that to the barbecue as well.
Nice.
Which, by the way, I was getting some converts at the barbecue. I had brought a high water
success.
High water campfire stout.
Nice.
I'm like, it's a good beer with the girls and the guys. It's one of those.
Oh, because that one's sweet as hell. Yeah,
because like guys like it and girls like it. So it was like, all right, and it was
sweetness.
Everyone seemed to like that one. I made sure everyone had like a taste of it.
Oh, you're forcing it upon them.
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh,
forcing
wow.
your craft beer ways.
You will have this craft beer.
Yep.
Have it.
I will shove it down. And it
was, everything was successful. I passed around a Hops of Wrath IPA. That was enjoyed. And the Joaquin Marietta, everyone was tripping out. There was one guy that was just like, oh, I can't take it. It's too hot. But the Tagliascola's Joaquin Marietta chili beer, it's damn good. It's like having a hot enchilada.
Yes.
I mean, it's no other beer I've had like feels like I'm having food more than that Joaquin Marietta. And in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. The heat doesn't last long, but man, it lets
it's
you know.
It's there for a minute.
It lets you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to burn your
So if you guys haven't had that before, just you got to try it, to at least, even if it's not your thing. So it's time to some stuff looking out for.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, some beers you might be looking out for that you may, it seems you might be able to access it. Accessible to you, but you have not seen it or haven't yet. Alaskan Brewing is changing their IPA. Their standard IPA is going to be phasing out, and they have a new IPA, the Icy Bay IPA. Their standard IPA is kind of a middle of the road, not extremely hoppy kind of beer, which I enjoy during the summer. It's a pretty good one to have during the summer. It's not real exciting or anything, but it's just like a nice.
There's
just,
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like a nice IPA, mellow IPA.
Wow.
But they're going a little bit hoppier now with this new one, with the Icy Bay IPA. So I'm kind of interested to have that one. A little bit hoppier version sounds intriguing to me. So
yes.
I think I would like, I'm going to be looking out for that. The Uinta, the makers of the Hop Notch, now Hop Nosh IPA, one of my favorite IPAs. They've got a Detour, a double IPA called Detour. It's a 9.5.
Ooh, look out.
And I'm definitely interested in having that. I've never had that, so I've been seeing that pop up around the social media, and I want to try. So hopefully it makes it to Fresno somehow. One, just because of the label I saw, was Kick-Ass Clown Shoes Undead Party.
What?
IPA Stout.
Undead Party, huh?
It's like, and it's the label is like a comic book art style.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of got a, you know, like a zombie scene, a scene of somebody killing a zombie, essentially, I think. And it was just a really cool label, and I just want it for the label. So somebody, if hopefully we got a few clown shoes usually show up around town. Yeah. So maybe that
quit making fun of my feet.
Maybe that will show up. So
jerk.
That's what I've been looking out for right now. So you guys got anything you guys are looking out for?
Mm-hmm.
Anything from House of Pendragon on the 12th?
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's a given.
I'll show up there and be like, if it's brown, I'll drink it down.
Oh, that's just disgusting, dude. The
poor sound filled in nicely there. I have nothing.
He expects nothing of beer.
There's nothing beer. I want out there right now.
You don't want to try any Moylan's or Marin, which are new to town?
Ooh, are they here finally?
Yeah, yeah. They're here. They're at the fort, I know.
Bottling and draft has shown up.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, there's some showing up at Fig Tree. Yeah. He took me aside the last time I was in there, and he was showing me the Fig Tree stuff.
Man, he must like your face, because he says nothing to me.
What? He doesn't know. There are two guys.
Either I don't shop there enough, or I bring the wrong
stuff
to the counter.
You must not shop there enough. Because he, like, I'm known now in the
he knows
Elite me. And Fig Tree. When I walk in there, they're like, oh, have you seen this? Have you seen this?
They run over to him. Sir, let me guide you. Whoa. Come over here.
Have you seen the expensive beer yet?
I get the, are you all right over there? You doing okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Just looking.
That guy looks surly. He might be trying to steal some beer.
Yeah, he's trying to pocket some beer. Maybe it's because I leave without buying anything.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Ouch. Bastard. I never leave without buying anything.
I'm like, you got nothing I want here. Step it up or get the
fuck
out. That's
how challenge.
Upper deck or get out.
Nick's challenge.
Okay. I'll just say it. Parabola is coming out.
You want Parabola.
Parabola is in the valley finally.
You're saving your money.
Michelangelo's is getting it.
Oh.
So I hear.
On the draft. On nitro?
No, I think in bottles.
Oh, in bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, they're serving it in bottles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bottles. Draft?
I got to go to this Michelangelo's.
I heard they have good calzones.
Yes.
All right. Matt kind of broached the subject here. April 12th. Look out for here in the news and events coming up. April 12th, the day Fresno Clovis craft beer battles the war. The biggest craft beer day.
South.
Maybe the biggest craft beer day to ever hit the area.
Could you count Tower in too? Because that's also Tower Car Show.
Oh. Do they drink over there?
Is that the same day?
Yeah, 12th is Tower Car Show.
Jesus.
And Bakersfield has a macaroni and cheese festival.
Yes!
Oh, wait a second.
Man, I'm surprised that didn't make the list of pub food.
I'm going Bakersfield. I'm going
See
Bakersfield. Mac and Cheese Festival, that's genius.
I heard there's 2,500 people that have bought tickets to the Mac and Cheese Festival.
Damn it, that is a genius idea.
Man.
Fuck. April 12th.
So Mike won't be in Fresno.
Yeah, no, I'm in Bakersfield. Screw it. House of Pendragon, the tap room opens, and Tioga Sequoia is having their birthday anniversary Fresyes Fest. Same day. We've talked about this on the last show. We're going to keep talking about it until it happens. And then, was it Christian truck driver was asking about if we're going to be covering it and stuff.
I will be at Pendragon.
We'll be there.
Yes.
You're going to be at Pendragon? Are you going to be at Tioga the Fresyes Fest too?
Probably.
That's my plan as well. We're going to have to do something.
Coordination here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Find somebody that was a sucker that's willing to drive us.
for beer later.
Yeah, for beer later. Once you get us home, then you can have all the beer you want.
And you could be a guest on the podcast.
Oh, boy.
Bonus point. Let's find somebody that likes root beer.
I just like to have root beer and just drive you guys around.
Hey, some Henry Wine.
So our moms, then, I guess.
We're looking for a mom. We need a mother.
Mom, mommy.
Mommy.
I'm at the Fresia's Fest. Come get me. I had too much.
Is it too late in life to cash in a favor with Grandma?
No. Grandma can still drive. Oh, that's perfect. Grandma still drive. Don't tell Mom.
We had
beer, Grandma.
We were drinking the IPA.
It's April 12th in Fresno, Grandma. It's a big day.
Remember when you used to pick us up from elementary and buy us Happy Meals? It's kind of the same thing. It's a bar in Clovis.
You say you smack assholes, Grandma.
All I know is Tommy better have a pizza ready.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can bring pizza in there, House of Pendragon. All right, so that's just going to be
a huge... Lancelot hits your eye like a big, you better have a pizza pie.
Of course, the Central Valley Brew Fest coming up in Turlock May 10th.
May 10th.
We're going to keep talking about that. The Popolos, if you're hearing this the day this podcast is released, go to Popolos. On the Friday with Rush Hour.
The greatest salad bar in the world.
The greatest small salad bar in the world.
Small?
35 toppings.
Sir, that is not
sir,
small.
Sir, I,
that is not
I
small.
Am offended by that remark.
Go to a craft beer
I love it. I'm
not
just saying.
Michelangelo's, but go to the other craft beer, quote-unquote, place. And see how many toppings their salad bar has.
Oh, yeah.
Go see how many. Yeah, it's not 35.
I am a huge lover of Popolo's salad bar.
I'm sorry. I get defensive when you say 35 toppings.
I love it.
Minuscule.
It is not minuscule. It's just packed in a small area. That's all I'm just saying. Oh,
the area. Yes.
Yeah.
Very undersized.
Just talking about the area, man.
But the toppings are glorious.
Yes.
Any events or news you want to get out there before we move on to cheers?
Nope.
We keep running. I don't know what it is when it's just when we don't have guests now, but we just keep running long.
Oh,
gee, I guess thanks. We need to do an every other day podcast now, so I can do shorter podcasts. All right, it's time for some cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to 10 East Tap House in Turlock. Their 1 year anniversary.
Awesome.
They've been around for a year now, and they had some cool shirts for their anniversary party from Evil Twin. They're on their 1 year anniversary, and they're having an Evil Twin tap takeover. Shit. So and they're having their t-shirts commemorating this with like Evil Twin on the front and then 10 East Tap House on the back. So it looked really cool. So
ours are in the mail, right?
Yep, I'm sure. I'm sure they're sending us a few down.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some cheers I have. You boys have any cheers?
I'm gonna do the Fresno. No, it's not just Fresno. I'm gonna do the bicycling / beer cheers. Bicycle shops that follow us and apparently enjoy craft beer.
Oh, I like that.
Cheers to Fulton Cycle Works.
Good guy down there, dude.
The bearded brewer frequently shops down there, and he's carrying the six-pack bike carrier.
That's he's got that bike. Producer Becky had tweeted that about a picture of that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So nice, and it's very classy looking leather.
Yeah,
smells of leather-bound books.
Wow, so he's got it. There he's you go, it. Bikers and beers.
In stock.
In stock. How much is it? You remember?
No, he didn't post the price. Oh, but it's made by Fixation, which is a pretty cool bike gear company. Bearded Brewer, do you know the price?
I do not.
Okay. Mm. But I'm going to guess $30 to $50 range.
All I'm going to say is support your local bike shop. He's pretty fair on prices.
There you go.
Your one-stop shop for all you
need. There you go. I need to get that.
He has a boxer. He has bikes now.
Yes. Oh. I love his pictures of the boxer and the bikes.
Nick has three boxers
now.
Tearing up the place.
Yes. They would eat my bicycle if they could. Be like, what's that? Can I eat it?
Oh, that's an object.
That was not very good.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
What else do you have?
What else do you have? Oh, plant. Oh, I'll eat this.
Oh, I'll eat it.
I'll eat this. Those fish in a pond? I'll eat them.
Oh, what?
Yes.
That's an object. I'll eat that.
My dogs will eat anything.
Try to eat rocks.
Yes. Is that, that's not food.
Hey, asshole, why'd you leave this in the backyard if I can't eat it?
While the rocks.
Is that a cat turd? Fair game.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. My lab will eat that. Ooh,
I know what you've been eating. Cat turds. So anyways, back to wow. Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers to Steven's Bicycles. They've liked some of our photos.
Out there in the loop now.
Out there on the loop now.
And in Clovis, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, Clovis.
Location.
And down South Valley Cyclery Express.
Hmm. Well, I like that. That was like
a lot of fixies.
That was like an original thought of our podcast. The beginning was like, we're going to do biking and beer. We just kind of forgot about the biking part.
Oh, yes. Except for when we ride here.
Yeah. Yeah, the brothers use 90% of the time ride their bikes here. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They talk the talk and walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
We use what we call the Chevrolet legs.
Oh, oh, man. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's time to get out of here.
That would have most World War II vets rolling.
Go to perfectpourpodcast.com to see show notes and links to various things. Remember the voicemail line, 559-492-0542. At Perfect Pour on most social medias like, or no, Perfect Pour Pod, sorry.
No.
Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. We are also on Google Plus. And perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com if you'd like to email us. And if you're a brewery that wants us to try your beer, send it to us.
Yeah.
We have an address to send it to. You just got to contact us. So there you go. You guys got anything else on this episode 38 of The Perfect Pour?
Did we already do shout-outs and stuff?
You got some?
Yeah.
Did we miss you? I passed over.
I just
want
to say
brewer.
The Heeb showed up to the wrong podcast.
He still drank.
Uncheers to you.
Oh,
what? I'm confused. What's going on?
He's just bitter. He didn't get to try the. You will lose.
You will lose.
IPA.
So, my newest follower is very relevant to our driving situation on the 12th. So, Cool Mom 2 just followed me.
Wow. If you're really a cool mom, you drive us around April 12th.
And then there's a fellow Southern California guy. It goes by Michael Joe Bray. Pretty cool dude. Plays mm-hmm. guitar for a little band called Kyle Gass Band. And he plays some drums for some Tenacious D every once in a while.
Hey now.
Yeah, so, you know, pretty cool dude.
That's officially a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. And there's
I'm just going to assume he listens.
Then there's Insta Joe. Pretty cool, crafty dude. And let's see. Fuse Fest.
Oh.
Followed me on Instagram.
Wow, isn't that special?
Yeah, so I guess I'll go to Fuse Fest this year.
You better.
So.
Even if Trumpasol is not playing, you're still going to go.
One of these years. And my last shout out will go to Chips and Salsa.
Is that a name or just in general?
No, it's Livia, but
oh, that's somebody actually on the Untappd or on Instagram.
Craft beer drinker, boxer liker. Pretty cool.
Nice. I appreciate everyone that listens to this podcast.
Beer to Brewer 87. You can find me multitude of places. I've had a phenomenal amount of Untappd friend requests recently, and I appreciate them all.
And I think Nick, you're no beer on Untappd, I think.
I think it still has no beer on there somehow.
Because you're not, like, I tried to find Nick 80 the other day, trying to get Reggie to like this amount of people, and I could not find it.
Yeah.
And then I think
it won't
you're,
change for some reason. Yeah.
I think you're no beer.
It's still under no beer.
So
the original Fresno blog.
about
craft beer.
Ouch. All right, everyone. Thank you for hanging on and listening to The Perfect Pour. Cheers to you.
Cheers. Listeners.